USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer intends to present a bill linking funding for Israel and Ukraine to the Senate floor as early as next week.
Aid to Israel, Ukraine, humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza, and the Indo-Pacific are all related and demand bipartisan cooperation.
President Biden urging Congress to allocate $106 billion for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border funding. However, Republicans are insisting on border policy adjustments as a condition for any spending bill impending crucial aid to U.S. allies, according to Schumer. New home sales slowed in October, with the Commerce Department reporting a total of 679,000 homes under contract for the month. This represents a 5.6% decline from September, but remains nearly 18% higher than the sales rate from 1 year ago. An Oregon teachers union and a school district have announced an end to their strike. Lance Pry has the details.
The three-week-long Portland teacher strike is over. Yesterday, the school district and their teachers union reached a tentative contract. The Portland Association of Teachers says it gives teachers pay raises, more time to prepare, and additional mental health supports for students. The missed school days because of the strike by the teachers union will be made up by adding days in January, February, and April, and extending the school year by 3 days.
Two more women have come forward to accuse Sean Diddy Combs of sexual abuse. This comes 1 week after the music mogul settled a separate lawsuit with the singer Cassie that contained allegations of rape and physical abuse. Both of the new suits were filed on Thursday on the eve of the expiration of the Adult Survivors Act. That's a New York law permitting victims of sexual abuse a one-year window to file civil action regardless of the statute of limitations. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
More than 300,000 Honda Accords and HRVs are being recalled over potentially dangerous seatbelts. The recall affects 2023 and 2024 models. Some of the seatbelts are assembled missing a rivet that tightens the bell to restrain people in the event of a crash. The man suspected of shooting three 20-year-old students of Palestinian descent in Vermont is expected to be arraigned. 48-year-old Jason Eaton was arrested yesterday near the scene of the attack, which is being looked at as a possible hate crime. According to the police, the three were walking down a street early Saturday evening when they were confronted by a white male with a handgun. President Biden is introducing new measures to enhance U.S. supply chains.
We're doubling down on our work at home, starting right here, right now, with the launch of a new Council on Supply Chain Resilience.
Speaking from the White House, Biden stated that the new council's emphasis would be on maintaining secure and diversified supply chains. Additional actions include establishing an early warning system to identify supply chain risks and utilizing the Defense Production Act to increase the domestic production of essential medicines and address drug shortages. A Southwest airline passenger is being evaluated at a hospital after using a plane's emergency exit hatch at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. The passenger climbed onto the plane's wing before being apprehended on the tarmac. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.